moment to consider the opening line of today's reading from Romans, the first reading we had. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. Or, as another translation puts it, owe nothing to anyone except your obligation to love one another. That sounds great, doesn't it? The whole world loving everyone. What a wonderful place the world would be if we did actually love everyone. But is it possible to love everyone? Think about those you've come into contact with over the last few days. To help, I've made something that worryingly looks a bit like a target or a dartboard. But don't worry, it will make sense. In the centre of your world, where the yellow is, you have your family. And then just around that, you have your close friends. Those people that you hold dear to you. Those people you want in your life. They're probably most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, quite easy to love. In your everyday words and actions, you show love to these people. Then on the next ring, you see here in the orange, there are colleagues. Maybe some colleagues cross over as friends, but maybe not. And then we go to this bluey-greeny ring. These are people like the lady down the road who always smiles and waves. The chap you always bump into on the way to work. The man behind the counter in Sainsbury's. The friend of a friend who's all right and you can pass the time of day with them. And then, on the white ring, there are those people that you don't know. You don't know them at all. You might pass by them on the street and maybe never ever see them again. Maybe there was a worn out mum struggling with shopping, a pushchair and some tired children. Maybe you encountered a homeless man. Maybe there was an ex-prisoner who brought suffering into the lives of people. There could have been a high-flying executive who stops at nothing to make money. So, is it really possible to love all of these people? Well, according to the Apostle Paul, in today's reading, it's not only possible, but as Christians, it's our duty and our obligation, our responsibility. Paul wrote this passage in about 57 AD, and it's part of a letter sent to the newly founded Christian church in Rome. At this point, Paul had not been to Rome, but he wanted to introduce himself to the believers there. He had heard about their fledgling church, and so he put pen to paper, instructing the church on the essentials of the Christian faith. Love is clearly essential to the Christian faith, and Paul talks about it a lot. He talks about the love that God has for us, the love that we should have for God, and in this instance, the love that we should have for one another as we love ourselves. And he goes on to say that by loving one another as ourselves, the law will be fulfilled. So there are two parts here, loving one another as ourselves, and then love fulfilling the law. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of someone loving themselves, I have a vision of someone spending hours in the mirror, getting their hair just right, putting the gel on, or maybe someone throwing a few pouts to get the perfect Facebook selfie. But when Paul talks about us loving ourselves, it's not that. He's referring to basic care. I'm sure we all show that we love ourselves by caring for our bodies. Eating well, maybe exercising. We strive to keep a roof over our head and we pay attention to what we wear. It might not be from the latest catwalk. This definitely isn't from the latest catwalk, but it's clean and it's in good order. We do our best to prevent ourselves from coming to any harm. So Paul is saying that we should want everyone to have this basic care. Now, what does Paul mean when he says that by loving one another, we are fulfilling the law? The law he's referring to is the long list of decrees and commands given to the Israelites through the first five books of the Old Testament, known as the Torah. Paul's upbringing was Jewish, and many he would have been preaching to at that time were Jews. They would have known the Torah inside out. Paul is making the point that love fulfills what the law requires. He uses some of the Ten Commandments from Exodus to make his point. So the law required that you should not commit adultery, murder, steal, or even covet what other people have. And what Paul is saying, that if you truly, truly loved one another, you wouldn't do these things anyway, because they cause pain and hurt to other people and to yourselves. And that's not what you want for those you love. So if you make love your aim, everything else will follow. Now, how do we go about loving everyone? It's a pretty tall order. I think one point to bear in mind that's helpful is to distinguish liking people from loving them. You can show love towards people that you don't particularly like or that you don't even know. It would be impossible to like everything about everyone. People get on your nerves. Personalities clash. Some people you might find to be selfish or moody, and other people's behaviour falls short of boundaries that you would set for yourself. Other people you might find rude or arrogant. Maybe you know someone who never seems to have anything nice to say. Or, as my mum would say, oh, they're just not my cup of tea. I don't think that actually we can choose whether we like people or not, because that's far too reliant on external factors. It's reliant on the way people behave, the way they treat us and others. Our own humanity and moral compass will not let us like everyone, but we can still choose to show love to everyone. As Christians, we have to make conscious decisions every day to lay aside the things of the world that are not helpful. Verses 12 to 14 gave us actions to complete. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us live honourably, as in the day, not in revelling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. So, in order to love fully, we need to put on Jesus. But how do we clothe ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, actually, the first step is through baptism. And here we are today celebrating the baptism of Toby and Amy. In Galatians, another of Paul's letters, he says that, "For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." You'll see in the next part of the service that to be baptised is to make a decision. The candidate, or the parents, God and godparents of the candidate, on their behalf, if they're children, like Toby and Amy, make a conscious decision to turn away from the things of the world that separate us from God and from one another, and to turn to Christ. So today, Toby and Amy's parents and godparents will be making that decision on their behalf and bring them up to know Jesus as their saviour. And then from that point on, from the point of baptism, we freely choose each day to put our spiritual clothes on or not. We choose to put those on to help us to love in the way that God wants us to. We can choose to pray or not. We can choose to be helpful or not. Choose to say something kind or not. We can choose to forgive or not. We can even choose to offer people a smile or not. In short, we can choose to show actions of love or not. One person who clothed herself in Christ and demonstrated love to all was Mother Teresa. Through her faith and love for God, she cared for, in her own words, the hungry, the naked, the homeless, the crippled, the blind, the lepers, all those people who feel unwanted, unloved, uncared for throughout society. People that have become a burden to the society and are shunned by everyone. Now, we will not all be in a position to do what Mother Teresa did, but she does offer words of wisdom that might be helpful so that you consider what you can do. She says, every time you smile at someone, it's an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing. And not all of us can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love. So with that in mind, let's look at our circles of life again and just take another moment to think about how we have, or maybe how we could in future, show love to everyone we see, to all of those that we know and all of those that we just pass by every day. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that through baptism we can clothe ourselves in Christ. We can look towards Jesus Christ and become more like him day by day. We pray, Lord, that you help us in our daily decision to choose to walk in your path, Lord. We pray that you give us all strength and guidance, because it's not always an easy path to walk, Lord. Thank you for your love and your care, and help us to love as you want us to. Amen.